It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hi there, welcome to Border Crossings. And today on our show, we have live guests all the way from Japan. They are called One OK Rock, and they are here to talk about their new album and their U.S. tour. So hang around with us on Border Crossings for One OK Rock. They're here. Border Crossings. We are live in D.C., and you're listening to the music of One OK Rock. And we've got two of the four guys in our studios. Welcome to D.C., guys.
Hi.
Hi.
It's nice to have you here. Dozo Yoroshiku. Welcome.
Yoroshiku
negashimasu. It's nice to have you here, and all the way from Japan. And introduce your names first.
Yeah, my name is Taka. I'm a singer.
I'm Toru.
Toru.
Guitar player.
Guitar player. And Toru, you started the band in high school. In Japan, I guess it's 10 years ago.
Yeah, yes. It's almost 10 years. Yeah.
2005?
When I was 17 years old, right?
Yeah.
And this is your very first DC performance on radio live. Ooh, nervous. Exciting.
Exciting.
Well, congratulations on the success of the new album, which came out recently.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
And it's been out in Japan, but just came out in the U.S.?
Yes.
35. Why did you call your new album, seventh album, 35? Why did you decide that?
Yeah, we had a lot watching the number when I recorded here, this album. So that's why the title is 35. It's not a big deal, you know, actually. But yeah, it's a... How do you say? Just
three, that way. Worked out that way. Yeah. So, you know, it's produced by a well-known producer who worked with 5 Seconds of Summer.
Yeah, John Feldman.
Yes. And so this is a different... Is it a different sound from your other albums, your other music?
Yeah, actually. Totally different.
Totally. Yeah. Why the change?
You know, we're going to more move to, like, American music stuff. And then before, we just make a song, just us. But this is the first time producing coming to us, like make music. So, yeah, it's I have to, and then I want to move to, like, different music style.
Okay. Yeah. And so this is kind of cool. Some people, your fans back home, say this is a very American-sounding album.
Right.
Do you agree or do you disagree?
What do you mean, agree?
Agree. You say
agree.
Yes?
Agree, yeah, yes, yeah. Yes. Yeah. Mm.
It's because I've listened to some of the other stuff, and you guys, you got a lot of influence from a lot of American rock bands, Linkin Park, Blink 182, and this is what you've been doing all along, making rock and roll music. But was that what you did in high school? Because I think somebody in the band was in hip hop, and you know, so is this kind of the sound from the beginning that you wanted?
Eminem and then Good Charlotte that used. Like that, I think.
Yeah.
When I started this band, a lot here, that kind of music. Yeah. So that's my favorite.
That's your favorite. Yeah. Eminem.
Eminem. Yeah, obviously. Like Good Charlotte.
Good Charlotte. Yeah.
Linkin Park.
Did you make the album here in America? Did you record it here?
L.A.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. And so this is different for you. Now you're very famous in Japan. And so now something new, something different.
Yes.
How is the feeling in America when you come here to perform? It's different. In Japan, you can't go anywhere. People go, ah! But here in America, maybe not yet as known.
Yeah. It's, you know, this is my dream. So finally, dream come true. So came to here and then twirling with some great American band. I'm so happy. It's a totally different culture and the music and the, like, style, everything, but I'm so happy.
All right, well, I'm gonna let you guys sing a song if you don't mind to perform. What are you going to sing? What song?
It's Decision. First is Decision.
All right, they're live in our studios, One OK Rock on Border Crossings.
Okay, thank you. Another day, another life. I wanna live it to the fullest. A little work, a lot of play, right? No time to get, no time to take away. So here we go again with my mistakes. We'll never be as young as we are now. You say it's alright. You
wanna be all that I can be. I want to see the light and to live for me. So I am gonna seize the day. Please don't forget my name. Oh, we'll never be as young as we are.
Sugoi, Anthony, Sugoi, sounding great. One OK Rock live here on Border Crossings, and that song is on the new album, 35. The guys are on tour in the United States,
yes.
And your first American tour.
It's not, actually.
You've been here before touring.
Yeah, we had a Warped Tour,
mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then we're touring with the Aerocot.
Mm-hmm. And you have done many festivals, big, giant festivals in Japan, and also some smaller shows. Do you prefer big or yeah. small show?
It doesn't matter. It's yeah, really
both.
Good.
Both. Yeah. Both are great.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you guys sound great. When you perform in the concert, it's not acoustic. Today, we have
yeah.
acoustic.
Yes.
So normally, it's loud.
Loud. Yeah,
exactly. Electric guitar.
Yes.
Screaming and yelling.
Yeah. yeah.
And getting crazy.
Yeah. yeah.
That's right.
But today... calm down a little bit. Seated. Normally, you don't sit when you perform. Well, we've got Taka and Toru here from the band One OK Rock. Why did you pick the name One OK Rock?
Actually, this is a really, really hard to explain for you guys. But, you know, the One OK Rock, it's actually means like One OK Rock.
Mm-hmm.
When I started rehearsal in Japan... we start from 1 o'clock p.m., right?
Yeah, midnight.
Midnight. So that's why good music start is 1 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And then my band name is, yeah, in Japan, 1 o'clock, they call us.
Mm-hmm.
But in here, Sperry's is totally different.
Right.
1 OK Rock. So I can explain for like this.
Mm-hmm.
So in United States, we call... us One OK Rock.
Mm-hmm.
So it's different, but it's good different.
Wakarimashita. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand. Having lived in Japan, I know that the movies even change names.
Yeah.
So they change the title in
yeah.
Japan to movie from the United States. The names
yeah.
change. So people change names for whatever the reasons are. Easier to remember, easier to understand.
Right.
But, you know, you guys sound great. And starting in high school, as you mm-hmm. did, and you were with Chivalry of Music, right?
Chivalry.
Chivalry? Your band that you started in high school before, or was it you? Somebody was in Chivalry of Music.
Chivalry, what do you mean?
You used to, old band from high school when you were in school.
Okay.
And so then you decided to make this band.
Okay.
Okay. And so is for Japanese students to change, I mean, to become musicians, to become entertainers, is that a difficult thing to do or is it easy? Because when I lived there, everybody was very reserved.
Right, right.
And everybody's very, the country, very reserved. So for somebody to say, look at me,
yeah.
is difficult.
Yeah.
Different.
It's, I don't know, I think, but actually I'm super shy people.
Mm. Ah.
You know, Japanese, like, super shy, a lot of people.
Yes.
And yeah, it's maybe like my fans,
mm-hmm.
they are going to be like professional artists.
なんていうのその育ててくれた?
They are grow up as I don't know.
Grow us up.
Oh, okay, they grow us up.
They grew up with you.
Yeah.
Well, that's great that you're in this profession and that you're able to you know, come to another country
mm-hmm.
and make the change that you need to make to fit whatever's called for in that country, whatever the needs are, the music, the sound. I wonder how you would be received if you sang Japanese music in America, how that would work, because you guys are quite famous. I was looking for MTV Japan awards you've won.
Yeah.
That's a lot. I mean, that's huge since you started. And now you're nominated for the Best Japan Rock Band
yes.
at the upcoming MTV Europe Awards.
Thanks, yes.
Are you going to Italy?
Actually, maybe not.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Warner will send you.
Yeah, I want to go so bad, but we have a touring. So that's why I can go there.
Commitments. But why don't you, do you do any Japanese songs here on tour?
Yeah,
You do.
Mm-hmm. You know, uh-huh. this, the 35 album is that we have at both. English version and Japanese version. So that's why when I do concert here,
mm-hmm.
obviously I sing in English. But before the album is that there's no like English version. So mm-hmm. that's why I sing in Japanese too.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, the fans here,
mm-hmm.
American, Japanese, both.
Yeah.
Yes, a combination. You have many, many fans, new mm-hmm. fans too. How are the audiences in America different than the audience back home in Japan? What's the difference you see right away? Oh, very different.
Yeah, it's very different. You know, right?
Like, well, I know, but tell the audience.
Okay,
they don't know. I know. I live there.
Yeah, like American fans, like super singing a lot with us. It's so cool. I love it. And then everybody like drinking beer like that. And then I like that.
You like
that?
Casual, relaxed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then in Japan, everybody's super emotional.
Yes.
Like screaming. And then, but it's a really weird thing. When I stop the singing, when I stop the music, they're same thing. Like stop super quiet.
Right.
Yeah.
And then sometimes my friends, United States bands, coming to the Japan and they play the song and play
mm-hmm.
the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody too much quiet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so surprised and shocking.
Yeah. They think, oh, they don't like me.
Yeah. But it's just respectful, the music.
Yes. And you played the Budokan before. You played many, you know, big arenas. Big,
yes.
You know, many, many arenas. And I remember when I used to go to concerts in Japan in arena, everybody would leave one row
yeah.
at a time. Still
yes.
now, one row, leave.
Yes.
Even a stadium, 80,000 people, one row, leave. One
yeah.
row. America, everybody goes.
I know.
Well, we're glad to have you guys here. One OK Rock are on tour currently in the United States. And this is their first release with Warner Records,
yes.
the new record label here in the U.S. And so the album's doing great. It's called 35. You can get a copy from iTunes and Amazon and
yep.
your mm-hmm. website.
Yep.
Which is?
iTunes. Only iTunes.
Only iTunes. Website too.
Yeah.
What is your website?
OneOKRock.com.
Easy enough. OneOKRock.com.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
And so would you do another song?
Yeah.
Of course. Okay.
We're going to play for the next song is Good Goodbye.
Beautiful. Thank you.
one world that I can forget.
Great. Sounding Thanks. Great. 1OK Rock live here in D.C. on Border Crossings. And what were you singing when you were growing up? Were you singing English rock songs as you were growing up?
Yep.
And that's kind of how you learned to speak English and yes. got familiar and comfortable yes. with the language. And so the writing process, mm-hmm. this has to be very difficult because yeah. your first thought, your right. first language is Japanese. And yes. you're trying to write English songs.
Yeah.
Very hard.
It's very hard.
Muzukashii, ne?
Muzukashii. It's very difficult.
How long did the album take to make?
we have a lot of friends, like American friends, mm-hmm. here and in Japan too. So we, like, when I make an album, like a Rick's, like mm-hmm. something like that, they are helping us. And then, is it good? Atteru. これまで? So this album is actually maybe 2 years.
Oh, 2 years to make. Wow.
Yeah.
That's so that you've been doing it while you've been working on other projects as well, which makes it even harder
yeah.
because you're on tour in Japan and then you have to come
exactly.
and start writing English language songs.
Yes. But so yeah, my American friends are helping us mm-hmm. and then move it to English, like mm-hmm. kind of like that. Yeah. To 2 years.
Mm. Well, congratulations to you, Kambarimas. That's fantastic that you, I mean, I can't speak another language, so you have embraced another language enough to even record a whole album
yeah.
in English and release it in Japanese as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, congratulations. That's
Thanks.
Fantastic. Taka and Toru here from 1OK Rock, and you also have a live DVD that came out this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Recorded
yeah.
at Yokohama Stadium.
Yes.
And so do you love the touring, obviously.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part? Is it the writing? Is it the touring? What do you like most?
I don't know. But touring is really fun and I'm really, like, tired.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, when I touring with them and mm-hmm. then when I singing, like, I feel, like, alive.
Mm-hmm.
So that's super cool
mm-hmm.
things. And then the recording is, it's a just, it's really, really like stressful mm-hmm. all the time. And then my mind is super confusing a lot.
Yes.
But, you know, like we are musician.
Mm-hmm.
We love both.
Mm. Well, you're very successful at what you do, very good at what you do. Interesting that somebody shy would choose this career.
Mm-hmm.
If you weren't doing music, what would you do?
If
you did not do music.
I'm going to die.
Nah.
Maybe. I don't know.
You know, music's always been,
yeah.
that's it. That's
yeah.
all you've ever done.
I'm always great. Thinking about music all the time.
Well, and your parents both happy with, because I think somebody left the group. Parents said no, but
right.
you guys are okay, everybody. Parents love
yeah.
the but band.
Actually, for my parents, is mm-hmm. both musician too.
Mm. So ah.
like singer.
That's right.
So that's why they understand, like, doing music, my mm-hmm. style.
Do you sing Anka?
You know that?
I know Anka. Yeah. Of course I know.
My father is Anka, like Japanese country music. Uh-huh. And my mother is like almost same, but it's a little different.
Well, good. I like your sound. Thanks. I like your sound. Very, very nice sound. Great. 35 is the album. And you need to get a copy because they're going fast.
Yep.
And the band is One OK Rock. So we've got one more song.
Yes.
You're all tuned and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm ready.
This is the last one. It's called it Cry Out.
Cry Out.
Yep.
Now, you write the songs or does the whole group write the songs?
Sometimes everybody, sometimes him, sometimes me.
Mm-hmm. And who wrote this one, Cry Out?
Cry Out is for everyone, I think.
Yeah.
And what's this song about?
It's explain, Toru.
Yeah, Toru,
it's
come
so
on.
Hard.
Too hard. Explain through listening.
Yes.
Okay.
Please.
On the Voice of America, I'll tell you, you must have a sore throat after every concert.
Yeah.
Ah, I couldn't do that. The screaming, that's a tough job you have, yes. Hitting all those notes. Kyotsukete ne.
Arigato.
Ah, doitachimashite. All right. Well, thank you guys
thank
very
you much,
so much for coming on the show. Otsukaresama deshita.
Arigatou.
I appreciate you guys joining us. The album is 35. It's Taka and Toru, so thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's
great to have you on the program. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London.
Larry London on VOA1's Border Crossings.
I've got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul. And baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only reason. If I didn't have you, there would be nothing left. The shell of a man that could never be his best. If I didn't have you, I'd never see the sun. You taught me how to be someone. Yeah.
All my life stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down. All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down. Nobody can drag me down.
Nobody, nobody.
Nobody can drag me down.
I got fire for a heart. I'm not scared of the dark. You've never seen it look so easy. I got a river for a soul. And baby, you're a boat. Baby, you're my only.
Was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me down.
All my life, you stood by me when no one else was ever behind me. All these lights, they can't blind me. With your love, nobody can drag me.
Carly Rae Jepsen, and you are listening to the very charming Larry London.
I really want to stop, but I just got the taste for it. I feel like I could fly with the boy on the moon. So honey, hold my hand, you like making me wait for it. I feel like I could die. Everything you say is a sweet revelation. All I wanna do is get into your head. That we could stay alone, you and me and this temptation. Sipping on your lips, hanging on by
need to tell you something. I really, 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 really like you. I want you. Do you want me? Do you want me too? I really, 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 really like you. I want you. Do you want me? Do you want me too? Oh, did I say too much? Yeah. I'm so in my head. When we're out of touch, we're out of touch. I really, 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 really like you. I want you. Do you want me? Do you want me too? Who gave you eyes like that? Said you could keep them. I don't know how to act or if I should be leaving. I'm running out of time, going out of my mind. I need to tell you something. Yeah, I need to tell you something. Yeah!
Across is Carly Rae Jepsen, and I really, 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 really like you. And that is a request from Ebenezer Getachew, who is listening and wanted that song played for a girl named Netsanette. Say her name, Netsy. So hello, Netsy. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed your Carly Rae Jepsen song off of Carly Rae's new album, which is her third album, and it's called Emotion. And before that, we heard some music from One Direction and a request from Abraham Duresi. And Abraham requested One Direction's Drag Me Down. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Welcome back to Requests and Dedications for the last remaining few minutes of the show. If you'd like to make a request for a future program, call 202-619-2077. Felicia's in. Answering the calls, it's 202-619-2077. You can email bordercrossings@voa.gov. Here's a request from Chris Brooke Seleshi. He says, I'm Brooke, a big fan of your show and a big fan of Chris Brown. Please play something from Chris. So here's New Flame for you, Chris, listening to Border Crossings.
Us two, uh-huh. Oh, I don't time it is, Christian. Home plate, World Series, how in Nina. Baby, I'm a boss, I'm talking George Steinbrenner, Panamera, Yogi Berra, my two-seater, Derek Jeter, got more stripes than all these leaks, baby, who ballin' in the Beamer, collar on my polo, kisses on my necklace, all my diamonds watching, now my watch is getting jealous, smoking on the bit, in my autograph, LeBron's, yeah, she tell me I'm the one, that's when I only want
one.
VOA 1.
Bye.
Border Crossings, and that is a band called Us Three. They started in London, England in 1991, and that's one of their biggest hits, Cantaloupe, on Border Crossings. A request from Ivan, who tunes in to Border Crossings all the way from Croatia. So thank you very much for listening to our program, Border Crossings. And I also want to say hello to Joseph, who is in Nigeria listening, and said he enjoyed hearing One OK Rock on the show. Char Lander is tuned in the Philippines. Hello, Char. Surafel Wandu, Leo Levin, Kasuman, Gezicho, they're listening to Border Crossings. And I also want to read some messages from some Facebook followers. Maximed Musi said, I'm in Somaliland listening. Fel Bell is locked up with Border Crossings. Michael Yadego in Ethiopia checking in. We heard from Abidela Yadua Su, who listens to Shagger FM 102.1, Stephen Samsonic Samson in Zimbabwe, Christopher Ramdani is in Kenya, Iris Farina is with us as well, Solomon is tuned in, Saidu Muhammad Ali, Mary Essien. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We got time for one more request, which comes to us from Wesley Ballin in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. They just had the Rock in Rio show there. And this is Nina Simone. So let's stick with some jazz and R&B flavor. Nina Simone, and this is for Brazilians everywhere. It's a song called Turn, Turn, Turn.
To everything, turn, 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 turn. There is a season, turn, 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 turn. And a time to every purpose. Under heaven again, to everything, turn, 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 turn. There is a season,
turn, 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 turn.
And a time to every purpose. Time to laugh, time to mourn, time to dance, time to get, time to lose, time to embrace, time to refrain from embracing, to everything.
Turn, 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 turn.
There is a season.
Turn, 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 turn.
And a time to every purpose. Time to gather stones together. To everything.
Turn, 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 turn.
There is a season,
turn,
yeah.
Turn, turn, turn.
And a time. Purpose under heaven.
Border Crossings. And the incomparable Nina Simone, who passed away in 2003, but she left us with a wealth of music to remember her by. Turn, 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 a song originally done by the Byrds, written by Bob Dylan for the Byrds. I'm Larry London. Thanks to Keith, our engineer, and to Felicia, and to Vince, our producer-director today, and also a special thank you to Warner Music and the guys at One OK Rock, who are promoting their new album, 35. Thank you guys for coming in. Domo arigato. I will see you again tomorrow, 1500 Universal, for more requests and dedications. This is Border Crossings on the VOA1 Music Network.